100. Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
So far on Southside Broadcasting's Friday edition sequence, we featured Honey Lancaster James, a psychologist, of course, with those poor personal habits that you need to sort of beware of, you know. Don't be afraid to tell people if they've got bad breath. Get it sorted. Dr. Luke Thornley, also from the Dental Association, is with us. And then, of course, joined by Ryan Reed, once again, back from the University of Teesside, doing a placement with us. Fantastic. When he's not working for that supermarket, which begins in T and ends O. We spoke, obviously, to futurist William Higham, but now the pièce de résistance, the cherry on the top of the icing, on top of the cake, although obviously it'd be sugar-free for clear reasons. It's Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Top of the milk to you.
Marvellous. So what are you going to share with us today in the studio, Ryan and myself and the listener, about life, the universe and significant health issues?
Well, nobody takes much notice of good information that we get in the media. We can be told things on the radio about how to maintain and improve health. We can read it in newspapers. We can watch television. We can hear friends and relatives telling us about things that they've heard or read. And I've spent my life reading newspapers, listening to media, talking to people, going to lectures, giving lectures. And I find that many people in the human race do not avail themselves of good information to maintain and give them good health. And so I'm surrounded here by cuttings and newspapers and journals and headlines, which once again, as we do each Friday, we run through them, give all the good information, and then everybody forgets about it and doesn't change much. But we must bash on and try and get people to improve their health. People are living longer. We have electronic gadgets. We have motor cars, TVs, iPads, iPhones, mobile phones. The amount of information on the internet is billions or trillions of pages. And yet, standing in a pharmacy here in Manchester, where I've been for 52 years. I was early 20s when I came, and I'm approaching 77. Still going strong. I've never actually been to work. I've been blessed. It's been more like a hobby. A hobby of doing prescriptions to help people and giving advice on complementary medicine to help people. In my particular strange pharmacy, I say strange because we don't sell lipsticks, we don't do makeup, we don't do Christmas gifts, we don't do films, we don't sell batteries, we don't do baby food. What sort of a chemist don't do baby food? But there are three pharmacists, a staff of 10. We're busy with prescriptions, and we have health products. We do sell cough bottles and lozenges, like an ordinary chemist. But the main thrust at the front counter is helping people with what we call complementary medicine products. These complement your normal medicines that you get from your doctor. And so this range of health food products, linking them to things we read in the newspaper, that's my main thrust of how I help people. And so I'll just pick up some of these cuttings. One of them is really unrelated to what I've just said, but I thought I should read it aloud. It was in the Daily Mail Thursday, July the 20th, yesterday. Baby killed by a kiss. And this is the story, subheading, parents say their newborn baby died of brain disease after an embrace from someone with a cold sore. And I remember over the years being told, and I've told people, that if you have a cold sore, which is a virus, nobody should kiss babies, newborn babies. Nobody should be allowed to kiss newborn babies on their face, on their lips, around their mouth. Or just don't let relatives and friends, when they come to see the newborn baby, do not let them kiss the baby. And it goes on to say, a newborn girl is believed to have died after being kissed on the head, not on the lips, by someone with a cold sore. The virus is thought to have entered Mariana Rees Siffrit's body and passed to her brain, causing deadly swelling. At barely a week old, she was taken to hospital by her parents when she stopped feeding, but she suffered organ failure and died earlier this week. Her case has prompted warnings to parents about the dangers of letting friends and relatives kiss their babies in case they pass on a deadly infection. The baby is believed to have contracted encephalitis, a life-threatening condition in which the brain becomes inflamed after coming into contact with someone suffering from a cold sore. Most cases of encephalitis are caused by the herpes virus, which is also responsible for cold sores. Both of the baby's parents tested negative for the virus. However, herpes can spread through a baby's eyes or mouth, putting them at risk if they are kissed on the face by someone who is infected. British experts say that although such cases are very rare, parents should avoid allowing babies less than a month old to be kissed on the head. So it's important, and I've read it aloud now, and now we know it. Right, next headline. Will this affect us at all? Will people take note of this? We don't know. The headline, this was on Monday, July the 17th, also happened to be in the mail. Two-thirds of us risk health by not eating enough fish. Two-thirds of people in Britain are putting their health at risk by not eating enough fish, cancer experts have warned. The National Health Service advises that everyone should eat fish at least twice a week, including one portion of oily fish, such as salmon or tuna. But 64% of people do not meet this target. Fish and shellfish are good sources of vitamins and minerals and are far lower in fat than any form of meat. Oily fish is also particularly high in omega-3 fatty acids, which have huge benefits to the heart and brain, and in vitamin D, which strengthens the bones. Regular eating fish also means people tend to eat less red meat, reducing the risk of cancer and heart disease. The World Cancer Research Fund, which commissioned the YouGov poll of 2,000 adults, found that fish eating seems to be a disappearing habit. Of those surveyed, over 55s ate the most fish, with 45% consuming at least two portions a week. And young families with children aged between 5 and 11 ate the least, with only a quarter, 25%, consuming fish twice a week. And so it goes on to explain, again, reiterating how important it is to eat oily fish. So this will start me this morning to think about Pharmanord products. Pharmanord, just to recap, for maybe he's listening to the program for the first time. Pharmanord is a Danish company stationed in Denmark where the products are made, but they're in many, many countries across the world. And here in England, they are based in Morpeth near Newcastle. And they have about 25 different products in their range. And alluding to what I've just read, that they have a bio omega-3 fish oil. Now, this gives, oh, by the way, Pharmanord products in Denmark are made, the only country in Europe where they have Danish laws saying that health food products must be made to pharmaceutical standards. When I found this out 25 years ago, that's what prompted me to start selling a lot of the Pharmanord range, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards. So as a pharmacist with 1,000 medicines in front of me in my dispensary, I know when things are made to pharmaceutical standards, that's a wonderful high level. When a pharmacist is giving out his medicine and he's giving out, say, furosemide 40 milligrams, he doesn't think, oh, I wonder if they are 40 milligrams. I wonder if they're 35 or 45, or I wonder what strength they really are. It never crosses your mind. You know they're made to pharmaceutical standards. And as I say, Pharmanord products and all companies in Denmark have to, by Danish law, make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. So their bio omega-3 fish oil is a very cheap, reasonable way of getting your omega-3, this important substance which we need to help the walls of the cells of our entire body of being good cell walls. We need, in our 75 trillion cells in our body, the cell wall has these omega substances, and you get them from fish. And therefore, it's so important to eat fish. My late grandmother, that's many years ago, because I'm nearly 77, so I'm talking about when I was 10. My late grandmother said all those years ago, eat fish, it'll make you clever. I mean, people knew then, they knew then, that eating fish made you clever. So this headline, two-thirds of us are risking health by not eating enough fish. I also mentioned in that vitamin D. You get high levels of vitamin D from fish. And Pharmanord, they make a range of vitamin D capsules. They're the smallest capsules in the shop. They are so small, I cannot tell you, can't describe on the radio how small they are. And it's very easy to take one of these vitamin Ds each day to give you vitamin D. We need vitamin D. There's a whole list of problems if you don't get enough vitamin D. It's really linked to dementia, depression, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, SAD. It's linked to diseases like low levels of vitamin D. There's been a direct correlation, a link with higher levels of multiple sclerosis. We're taught that in Scotland and parts of Ireland, because the sun, when it shines, is weaker than the rest of Great Britain and many places in the world. So if you're on a sunny day in parts of Scotland, your shadow will still be very long, showing you that the intensity of the sun is weaker than many other places. And I've learned that multiple sclerosis, the levels of it in the population, one of the highest levels in the world is in Scotland, some of the islands surrounding Scotland, and also parts of Northern Ireland. And there's a direct correlation with vitamin D levels. So the PharmaNord product, BioVitamin D, gives you the opportunity to get your vitamin D. I mean, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, 7-8 months of the year in Great Britain, we don't get much sunshine. We get very excited, like we have been in the last 2 or 3, 4 weeks, if we get some sunshine, because we're not used to seeing that much sunshine in Great Britain, and we're not making enough vitamin D. So yes, autoimmune diseases like MS, and so many different correlations to different illnesses, important to take vitamin D. Even cancer. There is less cancer in countries with high vitamin D. So that's a general statement. I'm not saying it's the only cause of low vitamin D being linked directly to cancer, but it is one of the links to vitamin D. So that heading, two-thirds of us risk health by not eating enough fish, enables us to discuss, like I've just done, how important it is to get the kids, your children, your grandchildren, yourself, to eat vitamin D, to eat oily fish. If you can't get them, then you can give them a supplement, like PharmaNord's made to pharmaceutical standards, Bio Omega 3 fish oil capsules. They make them for adults and they make them for children. Bio Omega 3 fish oil for children. And that can be given, it says it on the label, from children 1 year old. Obviously, you can't get a baby to swallow the capsule with the fish oil, the Bio Omega 3 fish oil for children, but you can open the capsule and take the fish oil out. And guess what? It's been delicately flavored with lemon. So it's very pleasant. You don't even know it's fish oil. Let's move to another heading. This one was in a journal of update on health information. And this was about the mineral magnesium. Now, magnesium, we don't talk much about magnesium, but this was under a general heading, magnesium could prevent fractures. And it goes on to say in this paragraph, and of course, I'm mentioning this in conjunction with the fact that PharmaNord make a tablet called Biomagnesium, and they make it to pharmaceutical standards. It's reasonably priced. You get 60 tablets for $5.95, or you get 150 tablets with an extra 30 free for $11.95. And I was in Switzerland about 28 years ago at a world conference, and I heard the world authority talk about magnesium for an hour. And I remember the facts he was telling us, and then I'll link it to what I'm reading in this paragraph that I've got in my hand in this booklet. He was saying that magnesium, this mineral magnesium, is in more pathways in the human body than any other mineral. We all know that iron is essential to be taken if you're anemic. We all know iron is essential anyway, even if you're not anemic. People need iron because we learn when we do O-level GCSE biology that hemoglobin, the substance in our red blood cells, which is linked with oxygen that we breathe to make oxyhemoglobin. And then the oxyhemoglobin carries the oxygen around your body to your 75 trillion cells. And in that molecule, hemoglobin, in the heme part, you have atoms of iron. And if ladies have heavy periods and become anemic, then the doctor will recommend, or people will just go in and buy iron tablets to put back the iron. And we know that calcium is strong, is needed to give you strong bones. We know the mineral zinc is good to help your immune system. So we know about these minerals, but we don't talk much about magnesium. Now, if you Google how many pathways is magnesium in the human body, unbelievable number of different pathways. You can Google it after the program, and the answer is 325 different pathways in the human body. And so Pharmanord, they've made a tablet, as I say, biomagnesium. And some of the articles I've read in that meeting all those years ago, it's connected with if you have arrhythmias, which are a form of irregular heartbeat, then in many cases magnesium can help that situation. Obviously, if you're under the care of a doctor or a heart specialist and you have, there are different forms of causes of irregular heartbeats, you may be on medication from him. But in general terms, if you read the literature, because we are low in magnesium, many people with a basic arrhythmia could well be helped by taking a Pharmanord one or two a day of their biomagnesium. Other things mentioned in the journals about the use of magnesium, it's equally important as calcium to give you strong bones. Before epilepsy drugs, there are some wonderful medicines on the market to help people with epilepsy. But before these drugs were invented, people used to be given magnesium because it was helping the nervous system. And a common thing that I sell now to help people by selling them the Pharmanord biomagnesium is migraine. Migraine, once again, it can be considered as a neurological problem. It's to do with the nervous system, particularly obviously in the brain, where you get migraineous headaches. And I have sold Pharmanord biomagnesium to people who've had so bad a migraine that they've been on prescription, they've been on injections of a medicine called Inmigram, which they have to inject themselves to abort to stop the migraine. And there was one young lady, I remember her distinctly, she asked, could she go in my consultation room to inject herself with the injection I'd just given her on prescription. So I handed her the packet, she went in, injected herself, and she came out after 15 minutes. It had stopped the migraine. And I mentioned the use of taking biomagnesium tablets. I said you can take it on the label, one or two a day. You could take a higher dose, up to four a day. You may get loose bowel. And she was a small lady, 5'1", weighed 6.5 stone. She took the four a day, she told me. She came back after a month. She hadn't had one migraine, and she never even got the loose bowel. The only people who really we don't recommend taking very high dose magnesium is if they're on the care of a nephrologist that's a kidney specialist. So if people with kidney failure, they would only take magnesium if they got permission from their nephrologist, their kidney specialist. But magnesium, in this article, it went on to say, magnesium could be a vital mineral for preventing fractures, say a team from the UK and Finland. Although we know the magnesium is an essential nutrient and an important component of the bone, no study has shown its effect on bone fractures. Experts followed 2,500 middle-aged men for 20 years. Men with the lowest blood levels of magnesium had an increased risk of fractures, particularly fractures of the hip. The risk of having a fracture was reduced by an amazing 44% in men with higher blood levels of magnesium. None of the 22 men who had a very high magnesium level in the study had a fracture during the follow-up period, not one. And dietary magnesium intake was not linked with fractures. The overall evidence suggests increasing serum magnesium concentrations may protect against the future risk of fractures, comments Professor Jari Lakanen, who led the work based mainly in Finland. Low blood levels of magnesium are very common, especially in middle-aged and elderly people. And we're not just talking about men, we're talking about men and women. And most do not experience any symptoms. Blood magnesium is not routinely monitored, so people with low levels are difficult to identify. These findings could help trigger initiatives to include blood magnesium screening in routine blood panels, especially for the elderly. And I can tell you that magnesium, because it's operating in 325 pathways, we sell a very lot of biomagnesium from Pharma Nord for people who can't sleep, because it helps the nervous system to sleep. And we help for people who are anxious. It helps anxiety. And so people going for exams or a driving test, if you're taking magnesium, you will feel more relaxed. So I've not mentioned biomagnesium much before in our programs. But that article I just read in particular prompted me to remind myself I sell a very lot of magnesium, and I hadn't been mentioning it much on these programs, and that's why I felt it was important to mention today. Finally, there's an article also, this was in the Mail, by Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent, and the whole article was alluding to the fact that many people who should be taking their statin drugs, atorvastatin, simvastatin, prevastatin, all these statin drugs, which are life-saving drugs, which stop heart attacks and strokes by stopping the production of cholesterol. Many people, they read in the press about side effects, and they stop taking them. And this is wrong, because the levels of side effects are much lower than people are supposed reading about. And they found, the scientists, that reading about side effects can often give you the side effects from the point of view, because you're reading about the side effect. It's like an inverse placebo effect. And they're saying that it's wrong to stop taking your statins. I mean, there are...
Dennis, I'm pleased you actually raised that issue.
Problems.
And I think we have to sort of draw a close there, because I was going to actually ask you about, in any case, the statin question. Well put together.
Well, it's just that the Pharma Nord Q10 and selenium, if you take them with your statins, even though people who feel they have got side effects, it stops the side effects.
Exactly.
In my family, 16 members, because of a genetic fault, are on statins, and we all take the Pharmanord Q10 and a tablet of their Soleno Precise. And it's so important to take your statin medication.
And that's why we actually say this is always mini lectures in association with pharmanord.co.uk. Dennis, I take it you've had another useful and informative mini lecture. Have you enjoyed it yourself today?
Well, information is not information unless you pass it on.
Quite right, too.
So knowledge is power.
That's right, too.
And the people have just received the knowledge.
And they got power as well.
But so they've got to act upon it.
Exactly.
Eat your fish. Don't kiss young babies. And take your magnesium, your Q10, and your selenium.
Says it all. Will you be back next week?
Try and stop me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.